Episode 2273, Get Back on Track.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying your week so far. It's Wellness Wednesday. It's time to get back on track. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When you've fallen down, the hardest thing to do is to get back up. Yet being knocked down doesn't have to be a deal breaker in healthy living. Get back on track and love yourself again. You see, that's the key there in the focus. Love yourself. Any fall or setback slows down progress. And when you are fighting to live healthily, any knockdown can disrupt all the effort in loving yourself. And that really needs to be the focus. Loving yourself. We get all wrapped up in what the scale says, what numbers on the hanger, what do we look like, how big our thighs are, how little our waist is, what's the size of our chest. And then we go into other nitty gritty as to, well, I need to have MCT oils and I really need to be looking at how much fat I'm ingesting. I'm not saying none of that's important, but what I'm saying the most important thing is loving yourself, period, end of story. We could stop there. But we get confused about healthy living is more about I've got to be a certain thing with my body. I got to eat a certain way. Vegan. Then we've got keto. We've got Whole 30. We even have, I think it's pagan now. There's so many things out there, I get lost. And then you begin to think, well, gosh, should I be eating this way? And is this really the way I should be eating? And then you have to factor in, oh my gosh, I'm going through this stage of life. I'm right here during this stage of life. Wait, I'm carrying this much stress and my cortisol level is skyrocketing, or I am so chilled. I don't need to worry about anything. So can't I eat anything I want? Why do we complicate it so much? I mean, seriously, why do we do that? Because if we are bluntly honest, we look at the results and the success. Yet the knockdowns and falls are what slows down the trophy result. And that's what we're focused on, not loving ourselves. Healthy living is not about being perfect with only success. In fact, you don't know if you're doing good without the falls. Any fence of perfection only confines you to failure. Success comes when you embrace the fall and learn to get back on track. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get back on track. You don't want to be bound by a fence of protection that only confines you to failure. You got to get back on track. And you can do this, but know up front, it's not easy, especially after a setback or a fall. So what does it look like? Well, number one, you got to start small. Any knockdown can slow you down, whether it is situational or a conscious decision. Now think about that for a minute. Any knockdown, okay, we got that, meaning I failed or I've fallen off the horse, but I got to get back up, can slow you down. It can be situational. So it can deal with what you're choosing to eat for a meal or two or three meals. Or maybe it's a weekend or a vacation, right? It's situational. Or it could be a conscious decision. It's a birthday party, and so I am choosing to eat healthy, or I'm choosing to have a piece of cake. There's a difference. But it still can be a knockdown, because that little room of freedom, the kind of freedom you really don't need right now, can be one of those things that knocks you off your track. Well, in order to get back on track, you got to start small. And that means moment by moment by moment. Start small. Number two, sync up. Do what you enjoy and what makes you feel good. They go hand in hand. The greatest setback in all healthy living is being forced to do something that you don't like. Now, one person can do it for a shorter period of time. But if you want to make it a lifestyle, you got to sync up. You got to do what you enjoy or find something that you want to do and enjoy and what makes you feel good. Because your feelings play a huge part in whether you continue on your journey of healthy living. I know when I first started running, I really didn't like it. I started walking, of course, right? You know the story. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And I literally did that. One step around a high school track. And I just kept walking and walking and walking and walking. And eventually I was like, okay, let's add a little bit of a slight harder movement, a slow jog. We got this. And so I put a little rhythm into it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to run a lap and maybe walk three laps. And then eventually I worked myself up to running two laps, walking two laps. And then it was running three laps and walking only one. And pretty soon I was running 7 to 11 miles and then would begin my cool down and walk. What I found is that when I started running, even when I was walking though, it made me feel good. I had an endorphin rush. I was like, yeah, this is awesome. You get that rush sometimes when you do stuff maybe you shouldn't be doing, like shopping too much. Some people do it when they're kind of, you know, ecstatic when it comes to doing something dangerous. It's an endorphin rush. It can be a positive and negative thing. But right now, looking at it through the lens of healthy living, we're going to call it a positive thing. And so you want to do something that makes you feel good and that you enjoy, so sync up. That's going to lead you down the path of getting back on track more quickly when you fall off. Because come on, we're human. We're going to fall off. And finally, number three, stay accountable. Find someone or a group of people to be able to share the good and the falls with. It's got to be both. If you can't celebrate your success and at the same time be heard and understood when you fall, then maybe you're not with the right person. Or I'm not saying your marriage, heaven forbid, let's not talk about that part. I'm talking about your accountability person. So it could be a good friend. It could be someone you met at the gym. It could be me. And when you find that someone, you're like, yeah, no matter what happens, like, she's there. She's supporting me. She kicks me in the butt when I need to, and then she continues to encourage when I really don't need it, but it really does help. You are working toward progress, not perfection, and staying accountable helps in progress. Start small. Sync up. Stay accountable. Healthy living is a moment-by-moment commitment to loving yourself. You can't eat the whole pie. Okay, maybe you can, but really you can't. It's one bite at a time, right? One bite at a time leads to the emptiness of a pie pan, not miles of greatness, because a whole pie for you to eat is not miles of greatness. But it is that one bite at a time. It is that one bicep curl at a time. Right? It is that one step on a walk or a jog that is going to lead you to miles of greatness. It's moment by moment commitment to loving yourself. That, my friend, is healthy living. So get back on track and create your now. And understand this, you're going to fall. That is a fact. So get over it now. Look at what you do as progress. Don't look for perfection because you will never find it. And I use that word, not very often. But in this sense, that word needs to be used. Never. you can get back on track. Create your now. Your presence determines what matters in the moment. And that's really the key. I know sometimes we think that, oh, I have to do this right. And if I'm all in, I got it. But the one time I make a mistake, no, the one time you make a mistake is not losing. It's called learning. And we all need to learn. And we also sometimes need to understand that life is what? Always changing, because changes are constant. And so we have got to trust ourselves and go beyond just saying, I got to live in this bubble. I only can eat this. And this is all I can do. Or I can only work out like this and this is all I can do. No, there's a lot of things you can do. Now understand this too. If you have allergies, I am not at all saying go eat something that you're allergic to. No. Now that would be not so smart. What I am saying is that if you have a birthday party or a special occasion, guess what's coming up this weekend? It is an incredible celebration. It's Easter. And I'm not talking about the eggs and the Easter bunny. I'm talking about God and the celebration of His risen Son. You may want to look at how you live healthily and say, you know what? I want to have 3 bites of this. I know I don't get it all the time. And so that's why I'm going to treat myself. It is a special occasion. It's a time of celebration. At the same time, though, where there is life, right, there is also death. And our situations and circumstances and challenges in life are going to come. And when we experience the greatest fall ever, that's losing someone that we love. It's hard. Give yourself permission to say, you know what? I don't have to be perfect, but I can still eat and move and have a healthy lifestyle even during my grieving process. However, you can also give your permission to indulge a little bit. It's okay. Because I guarantee you that if you know that you are working towards progress and not perfection, everything changes. And it's all because of your presence. Healthy living is a moment-by-moment commitment to loving yourself. I want you to write that down. I want you to put it on your mirror. And remind yourself, I'm going to love me. Write it down. We tell everybody else, hey, I love you. When was the last time you said, I love me? I love who I am. I love who I'm becoming. Yeah, it's not going to be an easy road. But they are simple steps. You just have to keep making that commitment to loving yourself moment by moment. Show up. Be present. So you can be incredible. And most importantly, so you can be you. Go out today. Have a beautiful one. The spring has sprung. It is here. The blooms and the leaves are starting to come out. Enjoy your day and go bless someone. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.